Hi. Just want to apologize in advance for my awkwardness because this is very random. I don't know. I feel like I just needed an outlet, so I am here. First time doing something like this. But I just thought I'd share some of my thoughts that I have, especially late at night. I know there's a lot of people that just like to lay in bed and have like pillow talk with your significant other, your spouse, or even just by yourself, which is okay. And I'm currently doing that because my spouse and I are not talking at the moment. I guess it's like a mutual agreement that was unsaid. And honestly, I'm totally fine with that. Just a little backstory. So I have been married for 7 years. This year will be 7 years. We've been together for like over 11 years. Like, oh my gosh. Trust me, like, I am head over heels for my spouse. Love this individual to the moon and back. But at times it can be overwhelming, to say the least, especially since I'm an introvert. So I like to have like my space, like my me time, my alone time. It's comfort for me, and it just helps me think and gain clarity of who I am or where I am, and just to distress, to say the least. I don't know how many of you are married or have been married or planning to be married, but I'm sure you have or will have moments like this. You just need time to yourself to decompress, to think, but not to spiral. Because honestly, I think that's one of my problems, is I will tend to spiral. And when I say that, it's okay, if this isn't working, then I'll have like an entire, like I'll formulate an entire other scenario of like how life could be, which is, it's good and it's bad. It's good because you think you know what life would be like without your partner, but it's bad because you're already thinking what life could be like without your partner. That's the bad part. But I'll discuss that in those thoughts in like another segment. For this, it's mostly like just wanting to have that pillow talk, but not being able to. Well, not being able to with my partner, least. For now, it's more of just being in agreement with one another. There's a lot of a lot of give and take. And at times it's hard to swallow. It's hard to swallow because I'm like one of those individuals that's very, have a lot of blind moments. A lot of blind moments and clumsy, goofy. And I don't mean to, but it just happens. And at times, I'm the one to blame because I don't think it fully. I don't think things through fully. So, you know, I take blame for it. But other times, there's like a lack of communication. Whereas one individual says something, and then you kind of like latch onto what they said, but then it turns around to be, oh, but this was the result because you didn't fully understand what I was saying. And it's like, how can I fully understand when you told me your thoughts? When you told me some of your thoughts, but you didn't tell me all of your thoughts. It's like I had to read your mind. But then it comes back on me as being my fault and not fully understanding where you're coming from, if that makes any sense. At times I feel like a pawn, or I feel like it's like a lose-lose situation. I'm sorry, this is some of the stuff I think about it. Can I say at night because it's going on 11, 12 o'clock and I should probably be asleep right now, but I am here. I know this is a lot to lay on anyone during the first interaction, but I don't know, just by, you know, like a little bit of my history, then maybe that'd give you like a little clarity. So like I said, we've been married for over 7 years, we've been together for 11 years. It started out as a long distance relationship. For the first 4 years, then we applied for a visa, which allowed my spouse to enter the States, and we only had 3 months to get married. So in total, we literally lived together for maybe like a month or two prior to them coming to the States. Then of course we had to live together. So that was like 4 months of like literally living together before we had to say I do, or my spouse would have had to go back home to their country. So in a way, it's like we're still catching up on like the dating and getting to know one another, and it's crazy because, like I said, I've been married for 7 years, you would think, but no, 4 years. 4 years out of the 11 years was like a lot of video calls, phone calls, texting, things of that nature. So the in-person relationship didn't fully develop. even, like, when we got married, we were still kind of, like, closed off to the idea of being together. I think I was, for the most part. It was mostly on my end. Because I don't think we felt, like, comfortable with one another until we ended up getting our own place. And that wasn't until, like, 2021. Yeah, that's right, 2021, when it was just, like, us. So that's only 4 years. It's like, now you're with this person 24-7, and, like, literally, when I say 24-7, I mean, go to bed together, wake up together, breakfast together, drive to work together, we work together, then we come home together. So, that's a lot of togetherness. I don't mind it, because, like, it's my person, but also, want to have, like, my space. And especially, like, if I'm being, a punching bag, like, I hate to say that, but at times, like, I feel like I am. So it's like, I just need, my space. And with that being said, I hope that I found my space. I found my outlet. I would definitely love to hear from individuals who have had a similar experience. Like your take on it. On, like, the solo pillow talk, on relationships in general, on your experience, if you've had a similar experience, like I just shared. Like I said, I know I laid a lot on you or whoever you may be, if there is anyone. So, there's even if there is, like, one person, I truly thank you for listening, and I hope this helps, or I hope I'm able to get feedback. I think I am finally going to crash. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. And after you have your own solo pillow talk, or even if it's with your spouse, I hope you guys are able to resolve whatever it may be and get rest. Until next time, thank you.